Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, November 5th, 2009, and it's Weekend Eve.
I like Weekend Eve.
Weekend Eve is an awesome thing.
I like Weekend better, but Weekend Eve
be better. That's the fun thing. Thursday is so awesome, but Fridays at my job sucks.
Yeah.
Just sucks so bad, so it's weird. You got to work between them all. But that's all right. We all have difficult things we need to do in our lives, such as the things that the Bruce has to do.
Who wants to see me do a big-ass stunt?
I could think of a worse way to start the day off.
This is true. I could do a big stunt.
And giving out your fortune cookie advice wherever he can, I am Billy Flynn.
You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
That's all it is. All it is, sir.
Living.
This day, November 5th in 1492, Christopher Columbus saw corn for the first time. He was watching Hee-Haw. 1923, the electric shaver was patented. 1935, the Parker Brothers launched the game of Monopoly, and you know they have a monopoly on that.
Apparently, I've heard.
1955, the first FM stereo radio broadcast was made. FM was invented by Howard Armstrong in 1933. It took 22 years because of all the lawsuits.
Well, it's a modern technology thing. It takes a while to get into
it. And someone had all his albums, you know. 1995, The Wizard of Oz in concert, featuring Jackson Brown as the Scarecrow, Roger Daltrey as the Tin Man, Nathan Lane as the Cowardly Lion, at New York's Lincoln Center as a Children's Defense Fund benefit. Natalie Cole played the Good Witch, Deborah Winger, the Wicked Witch of the West, and Jewel played Dorothy, and the Boys Choir of Harlem were the Munchkins. Could you just imagine?
That's an amazing concert.
That would be. That would just... I would love to see something like that. So
amazing.
Birthdays?
Let's go with, unfortunately, Kevin Jonas, one of the Jonas Boys.
Really? Why would you do that?
Yeah, just to get it out of the way. He's 22.
You get to go to the good stuff and say that Corin Nemec is 38, sir. You might know him as Jonas Quinn on Stargate SG-1, but by God, I know him as Parker Lewis, and he can't lose.
He cannot lose.
He can't lose, Lois.
He can't lose.
Think about your basis of your argument there. Parker Lewis can't lose.
Ergo.
So Batman can suck it.
Judy Reyes. She was Carlos Espinosa on Scrubs.
Ah, yeah.
She's 42.
Oh, good for her. You know who else is? 41 is Sam Rockwell, Charlie Ford in the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford. Of course, he was in all these other fantastic things like The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Upcoming Iron Man movie. Oh, yeah. Tatum O'Neill, best supporting actress at the age of 10.
Yeah.
And has done drugs ever since.
She certainly
she's
has.
She's 46 years old.
Tilda Swinton's 49, best known as the White Witch in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Bryan Adams. 50 years old.
The Canadian government has long ago apologized for Bryan Adams. Robert Patrick is 51. John Doggett from The X-Files. The other Terminator.
Uh-huh.
He was in Fire in the Sky. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I remember that one. Sam Shepard, 66 years old.
Let's see. Armin Shermerman is 60. Quark from Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, huh. And Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
There you go. Art Garfunkel. Art Garfunkel.
There you go. Not an easy name to say.
It's easy to read. Hard to say. He's 68 years old.
And it would have been the birthday of one John Eric Hexum, born in 1957. He's best known for being Phineas Bogg in that fantastic little TV show called Voyagers. Remember Voyagers?
I remember Voyagers. Yeah, that
Time
was a great show.
Time-traveling awesomeness.
Ike Turner.
Ah, it would have been Ike Turner's birthday as well.
Yeah, he was born in 1931.
Well, sometimes the best left.
Yeah, something like that.
Ike, you were a musical genius. Why? Why would you do that? Okay. Tonight on NBC, it's Community Parks and Rec, The Office, which has a double date with Michael and Helena, and 30 Rock all on this evening on NBC.
CBS, you have Survivor Samoa, CSI, and The Mentalist.
Oh. Over on the CW, it's a new episode of The Vampire Diaries on a Supernatural alternate universe. See everybody in their little goatees. It's going to be awesome.
That's evil. It's good. Over on ABC, you have our favorite new show, Flash Forward, followed by Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice.
Yeah, crying out. AMC, American Movie Classic, showing Firewall. That Harrison Ford movie, I think it is. Nobody remembers it because it sucked. Maybe it's Bruce Willis. I don't know. It's generic action flick with older gentleman number four is what it is.
On Fox, yeah, Bones and then Fringe.
Oh, my God. The World Series is over?
Yes, it is. Yankees won yesterday.
Yes. Discovery Channel destroyed in seconds. Office building. You might need to know how to do this. I'm just saying.
If ever. Let's go to the Science Channel. Science in the Movies presents Zombies, Science of the Undead. I had to get that one in there.
Okay. All right. VH1 tonight's got Broke and Famous. So, you know, Zombies, Broken, whatever you'd like to do.
TBS, Meet the Parents.
Did not like that movie. Just did not enjoy it at all. Sci-Fi Channel, it's a Legend of the Seeker marathon going on.
Okay. FX, you have The Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, followed by It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and The League.
Really? I got Shallow Hal is coming on there tonight. Yeah. Weird. Turner Classic Movies has a classic. It's High Noon, sir. Oh, yeah. Badasses in the street pulling guns, shooting folk.
Wow. We have different lists then.
We must have.
Yeah. AMC, Demolition Man, followed by The End of Days.
Hallmark Channel, after discovering her late father was once married to someone else, a woman sets out to find his former wife, Melissa Gilbert. Lindsay Wagner find out that some things are thicker than water. Aww.
You got mail, baby.
Yeah, did we do? Let's see. I think I'm safe from the tear-drinking bees now. When they figure out how to get Beaches in a DVD player, then we're in trouble.
Oh, then we're...
That's from James. You know, James, that's a good call, sir. I like the sequel better, Sons of Beaches. That was awesome. Not going to trust the Walmart spacecraft? Don't you think the government rocket building contracts are going to the lowest bidder anyway? I mean, have we forgotten that bid in Armageddon where the guy is pounding on the shuttle screaming, Russian, American, all made in Taiwan? When we leave the wisdom of Bruce Willis movies behind, I truly do fear our country. Zach from the Geek Survival Guide. That's a good point, sir.
Yeah, so true.
We'll get Taiwan to build everything. Let's see. I've been checking out the original British Office. I want to say that I've heard you loud it from time to time. If so, it's another spot-on Billy Flynn recommendation. Or Billmendation. But wow, a show, it's pretty good when you laugh out loud by yourself. Funny to see how much the American Office is based off the original. The David Brent character is more sleazy than the Michael Scott version. I don't know whether it is an American legal system or what, but it's hard to believe that Brent would be in his job, whereas the Scott character, you feel like he's a good guy that just doesn't do anything bad enough to get canned. That's an email from Jabba.
Oh.
Who's enjoying all kinds of other things. And if you'd like to tell us the things you're enjoying, please, by all means, send us a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Brewster, Flintstress, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com. The British version of The Office is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's
stuff.
Actually on TV right now.
Really? Right yeah. now? Let's go
well,
watch it.
Okay.
Well, we'll do that.
Let's
we'll
do
also,
this later.
We got to go find out about your audio books and your geekified news coming up this Thursday, November 5th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
We're here at Geek Label Laboratories to discover if wearing quality Geek Label t-shirts will actually make you smarter. Joining us today is Rodney.
Blinky lights, pretty.
Now we'll outfit Rodney in a Sweet as Love Geek Label t-shirt. Now we'll introduce Rodney to Schrodinger's cat in the hopes that he will successfully explain the inadequacy of early quantum mechanical theory.
Ooh, tastes like chicken.
Rodney, no.
Snack size, snack size.
Look smart and feel fly in your custom Geek Label t-shirt, ladies' tee, or any of the many styles now available, including grilling aprons. You pick the style, you pick the color, we do the rest. Will Geek Label products actually make you smarter?
Decoherence make Rodney hungry.
No, dumbass. They're custom t-shirts. They're not magic t-shirts. Another fine product from geeklabel.com.
This is Aaron Sheik. You listen to the Geek Radio Daily.
Or he'll kick your ass. Yeah, six ways to Sunday.
He's like 60 years old and still can do
dude,
it.
Dude, oh my God. Dude is walking around ready to beat up people. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, November 5th, 2009. No, you haven't missed a year. It is still this year entirely. And time to talk some patio books.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
If you'd like yourself some audio fiction, what would be better than free audio fiction? I can't think of much more better. And patiobooks.com, they've got it for you. New this week, J.A. Arce's continues his fantasy saga with The Sorcerer's Secret. It's book three of the Salem Concord. It begins where the secret society of seven sorcerers left off. Jesse ventures deeper into the wizarding world and discovers that wizardry must live a secret that history altered, a secret that folk must never learn. It's up to Jesse and the secret wizard agent, Chuachuk, to stop the forces that are trying to breach the Salem Concord and cause another witch war. Meanwhile, Andrew and Brendan are learning that being a wizard in a folk world has its consequences. As the secret is revealed, they learn that they are placing their friends' lives in dangers. It's up to them and Chief Abanio to stop Lord Alex from obtaining two of the most powerful magical items in the world. Time's running out, and on Halloween, one cry will be heard throughout the land. The witches are coming.
John Dodd has made available the first season of his podcast, Get a Life, the podcast show that helps you get a happier, more fulfilling, and more creative life.
Aww.
No, this isn't your typical patio book, but it's not without precedent. And John says that all five episodes make up season one. There should be another episode coming soon, most likely on another title. Enjoy.
Oh, so there you go. You've got Get a Life. You've got The Sorcerer's Secret. All things that are fantastic, totally available over at Patio Books. Join that Patio Books bandwagon. It's easy, it's free, it's totally fracking awesome. As soon as you're done listening to today's edition of Geek Radio Daily, take your attention and your fingertips right over there to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Hey, there's a lawsuit for that.
Yes, there is.
AT&T suing Verizon over their recent commercial about their spotty 3G coverage.
Uh-huh.
Now, the commercial takes a nice little jab at the coverage area where people are walking around and you see this ginormous map of Verizon's that covers almost everything.
Yeah.
And then you see the actual 3G AT&T map, which isn't that big.
It's not.
And
not
says
impressive.
There's a map for that. See what they do there?
Uh-huh.
Well, AT&T claims that the advertising falsely suggests AT&T customers have coverage gaps. I used to sell cell phones. I can goddamn well promise you, if you're an AT&T customer, you got a coverage gap.
Yeah, everybody I know who has AT&T complains that there are coverage gaps.
So, near the end of the 30-second commercial, viewers can see a side-by-side comparison of images that only shows 3G coverage instead of including all of AT&T's cellular service. But you know, when you keep talking about iPhones all the damn time, I think it's important for people to know where it will and will not work. And again, like Sprint, like most things, mostly major cities. That's just how it is.
Go figure.
Sue all you want. That's your coverage.
There you go. This one's for the minx. For Nathan Fillion says he knows the upcoming title for the Dr. Horrible sing-along blog sequel, but he's not going to tell
you. No, you will. What are you, jerk?
Yeah, Fillion told MTV News that he's seen the script for the sequel as well as the score for several of the musical numbers. He says that everything is coming together nicely for the sequel, for the award-winning first installment, except
what
media the sequel will be debut on.
Beta.
Probably not.
Okay.
Not A-Track either.
Oh,
there are plans, Nathan told MTV News. The media for the sequel has not yet been decided, but there is a title. Josh and him were talking right before he won the Emmys, and Fillion said that they finished writing. They've got a song or two. He actually told me a couple of the verses. It's going to be great. I know a bunch of the cast members from Dr. Horrible would love to get back into it. What about Felicia Day? She's still dead?
Well, you know, flashbacks.
Yeah, true.
They always work. She could be the reanimated
zombie corpse.
Yeah, that could work.
That could work.
Come on, Josh, bring us something fun. So, what you probably need, since you've got your iPhone or any touchscreen phone nowadays, you know, it's getting wintertime, but you still want to be able to use your touchscreen fantastically.
So, of course,
it's time for Dots Gloves. Dots Gloves are designed so users of touchscreen devices can make calls or scroll through emails without risking frostbitten fingers. The gloves feature little conductive dots on three fingertips, enabling wearers to tap away without being barehanded. The specialized knitwear was the brainchild of Larry Larson and Chris Harrison, childhood friends and 22-year-old entrepreneurs who dreamed the idea up in 2007. One guy's like, hey, look, he called me and told me that it might be a good idea to pursue, and now they're going to do it. Other mitts designed for use with touchscreens look more like astronaut gloves, so they decided to take a more streamlined, fashionable, sensible one. The prices of these gloves can range you as much as $25 or as little as
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh.
So bringing you one step closer to being cybernetic, get your touchscreen gloves today.
That sounds like a decent idea.
Somebody
come up with it.
Stupid ideas.
For the ninth season of Smallville, producers are looking to bring as many characters of the DC Expanded Universe in to help Clark slowly grow into the destiny of the being a Man of Steel in the Alexander Salkind film. It took a montage. This is taking 8 seasons.
It's taking a long time. Remember when the show used to... Remember when it was goofy, just Monster of the Week, and then remember when it was like, oh, this is kind of cutesy and fun, and then it's like, oh my God, it just won't stop.
Yes. Fans are buzzing about the upcoming episode where they'll see actor Michael Stanks as the guest star as Hawkman.
It just sounds silly.
Yeah. The episode will feature the growing version of the Justice League, and Stanks says that he's only in 2 episodes right now so far, but the possibility of Hawkman coming back for more is very likely. Michael Stanks, you may remember him as the scientist, Daniel Jackson from the sci-fi series Stargate.
I do.
Yeah. I said there's a strong possibility that there could be more, as he told the Huffington Post. Don't know where the going of the series arc, but the table certainly set. Possibility is wide open. Stanks said he will also help Hawkman will help Clark grow into the role of Superman. Maybe he'll help him fly. Who knows?
We will have to see.
Next year.
They promised us long ago. So what could be some sad news right now? It's just a rumor, but we need to go ahead and talk about it. Flight of the Conchords might be ending. The TV show might be ending.
Oh.
You know, you got your buddies. You got Jermaine, who said that him and Brett, you write a show, and you have to write all the songs, and there's an incredible amount of work to do both of those things. Mm-hmm. So he says it's very likely that it might not return for a third season. Quote, it could come back in a shorter season or like a special, but, you know, it's very, very tricky. The largely autobiographical comedy follows the duo as they move to New York, where they try to make it into the music business. It is brilliant. It is incredibly funny. I've loved them ever since I discovered them in some live clip at a concert doing the Rhymenosaurs versus the Hip Hop Eponymous, their rap battle. Uh-huh. It's fantastic. It's amazing. It's a brilliant show. You'll laugh your ass off, and when it's gone, you will miss it, so catch it now and see if you can convince Jermaine and Brett to us to do some more shows together, because you'll miss it. It's not on Fox, so it's got a good chance.
Yeah, it's a good
chance. Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, subscribe, write a review, do the truffle shuffle.
Goonies!
It's been too long since you've done the truffle shuffle. I think it'd make you happy. GRD licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Take yourself out there, have yourself a fantastic weekend eve, and tell us all about it at Podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
My rhymes are polite, like thank you Mrs. Johnson for dinner, that was delicious, good night. And other times they're obscene, like a pornographic R18 dream about bitches smothered in margarine.
They call me the hip-hop hippopotamus. I got flows that glow like phosphorus, popping off the top of this esophagus. I'm not a water-dwelling mammal from Africa that's moved to the metropolis and been taught how to break dance. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that? What's he got to do with it? What kind of rapping name is Steve? Steve.
Other rappers diss me, say my rhymes are sissy.
What? Why? Be more constructive with your feedback. Why?